This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. All right, Sketchfest. It's right around the corner. It starts January 11th and runs through the 28th. Sketchfest. It's all different comedy things in all different venues, and all the details are at sketchfest.com. Lineup of shows, purchase tickets, see who's performing. Sketchfest.com. So yesterday and today, we have a pair of tickets right now. For caller number 9-800-400-3697 for a special live recording of Audible's The Rant Is Due, a tribute to Lewis Black. So if you're a Lewis Black fan, this is for you. It's presented by SF Sketchfest and Audible. It's January 14th. That's a Sunday, I believe, at the Marines Memorial Theater, 7:30 p.m. SF Sketchfest pays tribute to the legend himself, Lewis Black. There's an onstage conversation and then a special live recording of Audible's The Rant Is Due. It takes listeners on a cross-country tour with Black as he performs his trademark style of comedy.
I love him. We've had him in here.
Yeah, he's great.
So weird.
He is weird.
And he was
a strange, shaky guy.
He's in that Pixar movie, right?
He plays Anger,
yeah.
I believe.
Perfectly,
yeah.
Too, by the
he's
way.
He's a regular on The Daily Show, too, in the Jon Stewart days, and I've seen him a few times on the Trevor Noah version of the thing. But he's great, you know, picks a subject and just goes off on it. So if you'd like to check that out, and we have a bunch of different Sketchfest things that we'll have tickets for. But today it's
for... Yeah, we have a different one tomorrow for the next couple days.
For this Lewis Black show. Caller number 9 right now gets on our Alice guest list at the door. 800-400-3697. Sketchfest 2018.
So our text number is 800-400-3697. It's the same number you call to do contests. You just enter that in and then text us. Put the stuff. Say this. Say whatever you want.
All the mean things you say. And
or
the
nice
things.
Stuff. We get a lot of nice stuff.
We're very nice people.
I'm drawn sometimes to the evil, wicked things because it's too slurpy to just read all the nice stuff.
Maybe we should take one day, though, and just slurp.
And you know, I mean, it does... I think there are probably people out there who are like, those people need to be taken down a notch.
And we do. You're right.
So, you know, I mean.
We're very full of ourselves.
There you go. 510 says, Greg Proops for Jeopardy.
Oh.
That's a good one.
That would be a good one. Mm-hmm. I love Greg.
I absolutely love him, too.
Yeah.
I think he could do it. He's got 10,000 times the personality Alex Trebek does. So if anything, they'd be like, Greg.
Tone it down.
Do
He's
the Jeopardy
so
show.
He's so quick, too. I think he'd be really good on that. And half the trivia he'd already know.
Exactly, without the answers in hand.
He's so smart.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. What was the name of the game show Sarah was talking about? HQ.
HQ Trivia. It's an app. And you just search HQ Trivia, and it's, I just think it's just trivia. It's fun, and you can actually win money. But it's fun to watch the game, even once you're out, because you're out early. I was, anyway. But it's just funny, because however many people are playing, you watch that number get cut in half again. You know, it's only the people who got, if you miss one question, you're done.
The end.
The end.
Until the next day.
Or until the next game, yeah. They're at different times.
408 says, it's up here too, Vin. The pill at CVS without a prescription. 18 and over. It's a step in the right direction. That's great.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that there are a lot of people who would not want that. For me, me and my partners used the pill all the way through. Darcy had it in high school, and
Karen
used it, and that girl I went out with.
Here.
I wasn't going to say anything, but she was on it too. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's how I don't have
More children.
A bunch of babies.
That you know of.
I know I don't have a bunch of babies, Sarah, but thank you. IUD is the best birth control with the least amount of side effects. It's amazing, says 707.
I agree. They have a bad rap because I guess in the olden days, they weren't as good.
I'll tell you why it has a bad rap, because the first time it was, because I was my partner was using it. Mm-hmm. It was woodpeckering me. Right,
yeah,
in the
these little strings that come out.
Right
little
in the
wires.
Ow! Ow!
But then they adjusted it, right?
Ah! So, yeah, they fixed it, but I'm telling you, the talk about fighting through to get to your to the end, that was one of those times where it's not good,
but it got fixed.
I did finish, yeah. No, and
no,
it got fixed
right.
too. But
well, thank goodness, jeez.
Right.
I forgot who we were talking about.
Jeff wouldn't have to leave because Jeopardy and Wheel only shoot 6 weeks out of the year.
Is that so? They must tape
a million of them.
25 to 30 shows a week.
Wow.
He could do it between Survivor seasons.
Okay. We volunteer Jeff Probst for the job then. I still think that of all these people that I've heard, I think Kelsey Grammer would be...
He would be good.
He'd be great. Mm-hmm. But I think... God bless you. I think that Greg Proops is also an excellent choice. I can just picture him.
Well, we would want Kelsey Grammer as Frasier because that's kind of how we know him. Mm-hmm. So we don't really know.
He's a little more goofy in real life. I've for sure seen him like, oh.
Yeah, we don't want that guy, right?
The nice thing about Greg Proops would be that because he's such a natural when it comes to talking to people. You know how they did the little interview segment where they find out about everybody? Like, it's always so... stiff and tell us about the time you climbed that mountain.
Well, they've
right. I mean, he'd
decided.
Be much looser and
well, that,
more
but that's
interesting.
Yeah, more
but
clever.
That's the problem too. Is I'm sure they would be. Well, I'd love it, but I'm sure they're like, dude, 30 minutes. Seriously, we need to be done with this segment, and
we got five more of these to cut
right.
today.
1 minute. But he's pro. Mm-hmm. He's totally pro. He'd
yeah.
know.
Can't wait to see him again. He's not coming in for Sketch Fest, is he?
Greg?
Yeah.
No, he was just here over...
Well,
he always comes at the end of the year for a New
yep.
Year's show. Yeah.
Well,
so
next
he
time he's in town,
here.
We'll talk to him about
626 says, Vinny's saying he doesn't need grandchildren. Love it. Can you talk to my folks? Thanks for that segment of things turning 20 in 2018. I'm feeling super nostalgic and old.
It is amazing how fast time goes. We were just recently the young whippersnappers.
Sarah, do I have a table? Sarah, do I have a table and chairs and he's playing cards? They love that quote. Your sex doll.
Oh, well, I just can't imagine what he does when I'm not there. I mean, does he play solitaire to keep himself? Do I have to give him an iPhone? Like, what are the requirements? I feel like he'll be so lonely without me.
This whole thing about teams moving to other cities is so ridiculous. I'm from Brazil, and that would provoke a big war in the country. And I'm not exaggerating. Things like that
oh,
will
we
not...
know. Didn't a bunch of your players come home after losing and get killed?
Things like that will not happen over there,
yeah.
for sure.
Well, they know better. Here, I don't know why, we don't kill our team members. Maybe it was Colombia where they killed the soccer team when
I
they came back.
I can't remember yeah. where it was, but that was
there have been incidents
awful.
Like that. Yes. Yeah,
yeah. I think I've heard that too, but it could be any of a number of countries.
Sure.
That
people
take
are very
their soccer
serious about their football.
Yeah. Argentina.
Yeah. Someone will text us.
Vinny
sure.
brings up a good point. I didn't bring up this. Well, I did mention the point, but it's not my point. It's a point that I read about. Vinny brings up a good point about women dressing provocatively and then complaining about sexual harassment. Jodie Foster starred in a great movie called The Accused that addressed this issue. But where do you draw the line? Burkas are worn to cover women in public and prevent tempting men. Yeah, that's obviously
so
way too far.
We're not going for that.
That's not going to...
But a woman should be able to dress the way she wants to without fear of some dude not being able to control himself.
Regarding possible Jeopardy replacement, yes, Vinny, find someone with no history. New person.
I also thought of that lady who did the "you offered the weakest link, goodbye."
Get out of here.
She'd be good on Jeopardy.
No, she would not.
Somebody?
And Dave.
Because she's the weakest link lady.
Yeah. She could be the Jeopardy lady.
No.
I liked her. I was sorry to see that.
Anne Robinson.
Anne Robinson?
Yeah.
510, Lena Dunham is a sexual predator. Remember what she did to her sister? Equality is shunning her, as with all male sexual predators. Hmm. Yeah, that was a shockingly revealing story in her own book, and she found herself giggling over it, and then people went, "What?"
Yeah.
And she went, "Oh, right."
Well, I was six. So.
Was she six, or was
her... I think she was... Her sister was two or so. No, I don't know, Ben. I think
this is the one about the stones?
The pebbles in the lady area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, whatever.
Yeah. And they were children, but it's still, it's not...
Even close to okay.
It was kind of like, well, there's a story you could have left out of your book.
JoJo of Chip and Joanna.
Mm-hmm.
Her sister just had her sixth child.
Oh, so they're in a race. I like that show so much.
I can't believe you didn't know the news. How'd you miss it?
I mean, it had nothing to do with design. I could care less about their kids.
Geriatric pregnancy. I had twins at 42, all natural, and they are perfect.
That's great.
415 says, over 34 is considered a geriatric pregnancy.
Oh, yeah, at 35, they recommend this whole battery of tests.
347 says, did Vinny eat breakfast? He's so crabby today.
I didn't think you were particularly crabby today at all.
I didn't think so either. Here's a picture. Get him, Truman says. Yeah, get me!
Oh, this is the rocket that took off?
That's the rocket launch. Did you see that picture on the internet at all?
No, that's interesting.
You need to see the color version. I mean, it's night, but it's still...
That's fascinating. So we don't know if this was...
The same one that you were talking about. But it happened over our vacation for sure.
Actually, it can't be. This one, well, that one happened over Florida. They took off from Cape Canaveral, the one I was talking about.
Oh, no, this one was like Vandenberg.
Yeah.
Oh.
Down in the southern.
Else. So the SpaceX, that was Florida.
I believe so.
Yeah. And yours is Vandenberg? Vinny,
I believe so.
I still don't know what that is.
For the last time, Vinny. Logan movie had no connection to any other X-Men movies. That's part of why it was so good. Yes, it did. The bald guy who can't be in the sun. Who's he?
I didn't see it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't answer that.
Let me look him up.
That comes from...
How do you not know?
I do. He's just... he's not a super well-known character.
Right! That's what I just... That's what I said. I didn't kind of get it, the whole thing. But it was still really good.
Whatever.
Who's Calabas?
Caliban.
He's
a mutant that can, you know, read your thoughts and tell you what's going on.
He's like a vampire.
It's osmosis.
But they don't explain him. He's just there in the hideout with Logan.
Oh, like a random?
He's there.
The mutants have all basically been hunted. There's only a few left.
So we assume because he's in the hideout that he's also a mutant, but we didn't know his backstory.
No, he is a mutant. You see
right,
his powers.
I'm saying we assume that because he's in the hideout house.
But as someone who has not seen all this world and all these movies, I'm like, why aren't they explaining this man to me?
Yeah.
The albino guy lurking in the shadows.
Anything that I had to do, like prerequisite comic book reading to understand is always going to be lost on me. Just tell me the story.
The SpaceX launch this weekend was a complete failure. A $1 billion U.S. satellite is a complete loss. That's from 415. I can't verify that 415 sent that.
That's so not the story I read this morning.
But it says 415, so they're saying...
It was a secret government something called Zuma. It had...
Zumba?
Zuma. Like Zima.
Like the dance?
But with an O.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either. No, Zuma. No, buh.
I like John Mayer, but no one, I mean no one, will ever top that Kid Rock show.
Oh,
listening from Chicago.
Something.
Love you guys.
That was
You know what, though? I'm a big guitar fan, and John Mayer is one of the best guitar players.
Big
He's
guitar god.
Really good. So I'm looking forward to seeing him play.
This Thursday night, Alice in Wonderland. If you've got tickets for the one that was postponed, this is the one. This is where your tickets will be honored.
Have seen Rod Stewart in Vegas twice. It is an amazing show, except I do wish he would sing more of the really great stuff from the 70s. Too many hits. But he can still pull it. Yeah, the album I was thinking of is called Truth. It's a Jeff Beck album, Truth. That is Rod Stewart at his best. So
he's
good.
The singer on
he's
that.
He's the singer on that Jeff Beck album. Oh, Vin, that's such an alky move. What, it's just one beer. Mine was booze in my travel mug. What, it's just coffee.
Oh, God.
Drunks have a million moves. So many of them.
The thing about drunks, though, you need a cover because, like, the liquor just stinks so bad on you.
Oh, there's no... That's why pillheads get away with it for as long as they do, because you can't smell it.
Right.
So until they're absolutely belligerent, like, just... falling over and picking fights and
losing
it. 'Cause
I'm thinking, you know, I'd sneak it into my travel mug, but then I'd stink of whiskey instead of coffee.
Well, that's the problem for me. Was whiskey is super stinky. Vodka isn't it as bad?
Yeah, it's
but whiskey is just rank.
Right.
Well, there were a lot of problems for me, including keeping track of the bottles. They were everywhere. I would open my golf bag and three bottles would.
Oh my god. Right.
Oh.
Jesus, I didn't know I had that.
I think
there.
I have a problem.
Is there any left?
Yeah, let me. Have a
Most of them were empties, just so you know. Hiding them in a pinch just to get them out of here.
Would you? How much were you drinking? Like a bottle a day or?
I don't know. It was a short period of time, but I went hard, really hard. Mm-hmm. Like just. But I don't know the amounts. I couldn't say.
Seven.
And usually there at the end, usually I was like, and this is my last drink and I'm pouring the rest of this out. And then I would, of course, wake up and go,
Oh my God, did I waste all that alcohol?
Go ahead.
707 says, hi, I'm in the car listening to your show. I'm 11 years old and I love your show so much.
Aww.
My name is Marissa and my mom's name is Lily. P.S. Live in Fairfield.
What's up, Fairfield?
Hey.
Thank you for listening. And thanks to Lily for raising the next generation.
415, I have two birth control pill daughters. It only works if you use it exactly. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
My high school girlfriend, I would see her pill pack and be all, it's Friday. You've missed 3 days. What are you doing? Oh, I could. I'll just take those now.
Oh, my God. I hope it works. I banged you on Tuesday.
Our dog sleeps in bed with my husband and I under the covers every night. Sometimes
Aww.
I get that feeling he thinks it's his bed and he just lets us sleep with him.
Well, it is.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
better not piss him off.
Yay for you and your interns. Please, please, please don't let them take over the secret show, though.
Blah. No, we won't. We won't.
We don't know and love them like we do you. So it becomes really boring for us.
Yeah. It is fun to find out about them, though, sometimes. But there have been ones that, you know, nestled right up to the microphone, like, okay, I'm ready to be the star of your secret show again.
My time to shine.
Yes. No.
925, this is about Chris Martin and Gwyneth Paltrow's new husband being buddies.
Brad Balchuk.
Who knows?
Something.
My husband and I would go to my ex's house Christmas morning so we could all open Christmas presents together.
So mature.
Isn't
some people
nice?
Really do stay friends with exes and
well you do it for, the point I made was it's something you do for the kids.
Absolutely.
For sure. And it's something that even I grew up in a very I guess the term is nuclear family. It's mom, dad, the brothers. And we didn't have a lot of family around. Christmas happened right there in the morning and then it was over.
Mm-hmm.
And the arrangement I'm in now, there's like, by Christmas night, I'm like, oh my God, how many more times are we going to do the presentation?
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
That was me growing up. We had so much family around that you just had like obligation after obligation. And out here, it's a total relief. Like, we have no family. We don't have to make turkey on Thanksgiving if we don't want
to. And then you're done.
We stayed in our PJs all day on Christmas and went nowhere.
We did our first opening at 6. Mm-hmm. Oh. Second opening when her sister got over at like 9 or 10. And then another celebration that evening at dinner. I was like, oh.
Oh, how did the dinner go?
Oh, she did great.
Was it the manicotti?
Yes.
And she rocked it?
She did.
And how about your brothers and your mom? How was their Christmas?
It was fine.
Oh.
I think that they just hung out and it was
Didn't you guys FaceTime and spend the whole day together on the phone?
No, but you know, the funny thing about FaceTime is it leaves the room with my kid in my kid's hand.
Yeah.
And then you can hear Nona yelling from somewhere.
She left me
she
here.
She put me down. She put me down. Come and get me. I'm looking at the ceiling.
That's actually good that she yells, because otherwise your phone would be lost.
Yeah. Well, or just hangs. I would have just hang up.
Right. But then, sure. Then she can't spend more time with her granddaughter.
Right.
Give me back to my granddaughter.
I'm sorry. We're out of time. There are a lot more, but...
Thank you for your contributions, though. We love to...
You're welcome.
Oh, I was talking to the listeners.
Oh, right.
But thank you for your contributions as well, if any, of course.
You're welcome.
It's... Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks for listening today. We are going to go and do a secret show, our first secret show of 2018.
Right. Hooray!
No, very exciting.
We need to get some secret show emails. I didn't really get any over the vacation.
I do have some left from last year because we can't get to everybody's. But if you have any kind of question or find yourself in a pickle here in 2018, by all means, send it to us. Put bad advice or secret show in the subject line and send it to Sarah or Vinny at RadioAlice.com.
It's fun.
Yeah, it is fun. It's going to be great. And then we're going to lunch with our new big boss.
Yeah, Susan. Yeah.
It's exciting.
I asked Tooman if he's going to, you know, how he likes to order for all of us.
Yeah.
So I said, do that.
He should just order it. Right. We'll try everything.
So I can't just get a salad?
Oh, I'm getting a salad for sure. The Greek salad there, yeah.
But, you know, he likes to get
like the octopus and the gigantes and spinacatola.
Have you been there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God. Have you been?
You've been to
Kukari?
Did you see?
No, he was laughing.
At Sarah's pronunciation of, what was it?
It's like called spanakopita. Spanakopita.
How is it pronounced, Bryn?
I have no idea.
Hooman will know. Should we call him?
Will they understand if I say, I'll have the salad?
Yes.
Get like the Greek salad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's the best.
I know. I think I want to.
Isn't it a Greek restaurant?
It is. Yeah.
If you order a salad, it comes Greek salad.
Yeah. So salad. Yeah. I just want the salad.
Oh, the Greek salad.
I'll just take a salad. Yeah. And it comes as just lettuce.
Well, they do have like 5 different kinds of salads.
All right. No, I want the Greek salad. So yeah.
And then I like when he does that, because then I have a big salad and he's got all this like little tasty stuff on the, you know, melted cheese on everything.
Oh, I want the melted cheese.
I know. It's so good. All right.
Don't forget, Bottle Rock tickets go on sale at 10 o'clock in a few minutes.
A couple of minutes here. Bottle Rock Napa Valley. We are going to have more of these this week, are we not?
Mm-mm.
Bottle
Rock. We do have Justin tomorrow, Sketch Fest, and the last day for Alice in Winterland.
That's right, because that got moved. In case you didn't get the memo already, the canceled show, December 12th, has been moved to this Thursday, the 11th. And it's Matt Nathanson and the star of the show, John Mayer. We're all very excited about that.
I can't wait.
Yeah. All right, have a great day, and we'll see you on Hump Day.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.